The UN Women's Goodwill Ambassador and actress Emma Watson kicked off the He for She campaign. He for She is a solidarity movement for gender equality that invites men into the feminist fold. And here to talk about this new initiative is Emily Zaslow. She's an associate professor of communication studies at Pace University. Emily, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start off with the basics. What is the He for She campaign?
The He for She campaign is a campaign that's coordinated by UN Women, as you just said, and it is using social media to create a movement in which men are encouraged to identify themselves as a He for She, as a man who is in support of equality between men and women, who's in support of equal access to education and economic and social opportunities, who refuses to tolerate violence and discrimination against women. And it's gotten a lot of press over the last week or two because of this wonderful speech that Emma Watson gave at the launch on the 20th. And it's essentially a social media campaign at this point.
Right. That speech did get a lot of attention, and she got some backlash for it as well. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the furor around it and overall how it went?
Well, I mean, from young women and young men that I've spoken to, as well as older women, but also I'm thinking about my students, who all approached me and told me, you have to watch this speech. It's so wonderful. She has gotten, you know, generally very positive feedback on it. Her main focus was inviting men into the fold, saying that feminism may be a word that men haven't felt connected to, but certainly believing that many men feel connected to the idea that women should be have equal access to things and there should be gender equality. In terms of the backlash that she's gotten, I think there will always be backlash against women who are speaking out against oppression.
And what is the case that they made that men should be full participants in feminism?
That feminism, that women's issues are not really women's issues. They are all of our issues. That taking a stance against violence and against inequality is really taking a stance in support of women and girls, which is taking a stance in support of humanity. And that it's really not only women and girls who will benefit from equality and from changes in perspectives on what a boy and a girl or what a man and a woman should be, that it really, this kind of normative gender, or we might say hegemonic masculinity, that it really does affect men as well, and that they're not allowed to express their emotions and to feel pain in the way that they need to and should. And so it's really saying that this is a movement for everyone.
What kind of participation are women from, or at least women from this campaign, hoping from for men?
That's a little unclear. At this point, the campaign is hoping for two things. It appears to me that the campaign is hoping for men to go on to the website at UN Women, the He for She website, and to sign up as a he for she, as a man who stands up for women and women's and girls' rights globally around the world. And they have an interactive map that shows how many men from each country have been supporting the cause. And the other thing that they're looking for right now is for people to tweet and to post on Facebook pictures of themselves with the hashtag he for she, and to say, you know, just start engaging in a conversation. Why am I a he for she? What is it that I believe this will do for women and for men? And I think it's really just asking men to start engaging in that and thinking critically about gender. And that's the beginning of any activist movement, is we have to start including everyone and asking them to think about their own role in the movement.
Well, how have men historically participated in feminism?
Men have always been involved in women's rights movements. I mean, in the United States specifically, we can see, you know, just looking back to the Seneca Falls Convention, men were involved in the movement for women's suffrage. More contemporarily, I think we see somebody like Jackson Katz, who's been speaking for years about the role of men in ending violence against women, and he's generated a small movement of men who are interested in really participating in that movement, who see it not, again, as a women's movement, but as a movement that men really need to be essentially involved in. So there have always been men who are involved in women's rights issues, but I would say for the most part, I think that Emma Watson did hit on something, that the term feminism does make men feel somehow disconnected from what we would call a broader movement to end sexist oppression. And, you know, I see it in talking to my students. I've had conversations with my own husband about it, that, of course, they believe very deeply in these issues, and they believe very deeply in equality, but why the word feminism, right? We have, but of course, it has a whole history, and it's very strong, and it needs to be used, and we need to embrace it, both men and women.
There are people out there who think that the advancement of women is necessarily to the detriment of men, and then I'm also thinking of the shooter case in California earlier this year, where the gunman expressed anger at women who wouldn't date him or satisfy his other needs, and he went on a rampage with a gun, and then after that, there was some backlash saying, well, yeah, that guy is like that, but not all men are like that. Why are you, you know, including men in general? I mean, is there a sense there that, you know, maybe some men need feminism, but not all men?
Well, all men need feminism because feminism really is a movement for humanity. It's a movement for everyone to be equal. Women's advancement does not come at the expense of men's advancement. The idea is to advance human beings together. Right, and not saying a he for a she, but a we. We all need to be working together. To say that, of course, I don't think that we can say that just some men need feminism. Everyone needs to be involved in a movement for equality around the globe. And again, you know, when we think about violence against women in particular, and these kinds of, you know, angry rampages and mass shootings, we really need to think about the role of, you know, enculturation or socialization and how men come to learn what it means to be a man. Like, how much of that is related to aggression and athleticism and suppressing emotion? And I think those things need to be discussed. I'm not saying that there's any direct cause and effect between media, you know, with aggressive messages and male aggression, but we do need to look at the relationship between society, culture, and masculinity at the same time as we're talking about feminism. These are all intrinsically related issues.
Based on what we've seen so far, are men hearing this? Are they hearing the he for she message and wanting to get on board?
I think they are starting wanting to get on board. Definitely, again, my male students have been interested in talking about it, and it's really inspiring. You know, if you go on the Facebook page for he for she and start to read what men are saying, and they answer, you know, I'm a he for she because I can't even believe we're still talking about this issue, or I'm a he for she because, you know, I have a mother and a sister and female friends and female relatives, and their issues are my issues. And I do think that men are responding to it pretty positively.
And so you're feeling optimistic?
Cautiously. I mean, when we're talking about an online campaign, I think, you know, in the wake of the ALS bucket challenge, I can say this is not, I don't see it going in that direction. It's not going to be viral in that way. It's not going to catch on. I wish it would, but I don't think that it will. But I do think that it's going to bring some awareness, you know, because particularly because of Emma Watson's speech and because of who she is and how many young people relate to her. I think that, you know, it will bring up discussions, certainly on college campuses and probably in high schools. How long it will last, how much traction it will have, I'm not so sure.
Okay, we'll keep watching. Emily, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Emily Zaslow, Associate Professor of Communication Studies at Pace University. She was with us to talk about the new He for She campaign, which aims to include men in the fight for gender equality.